From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. The DA's office seeking assistance from the community with the apprehension of 40-year-old Nathan LeCount, who has outstanding no-bail arrest warrants for causing injury while driving under the combined influence of drugs and alcohol. Also hit and run causing injury, child endangerment, and conspiracy. Since 1999, LeCount has been convicted of DUI 8 times, in addition to multiple convictions for evading law enforcement and hit and run. He's been offered a number of programs and given opportunities to alter that behavior, and according to authorities, presents an ongoing threat to public safety. At a sentencing in March of this year, a judge gave LeCount the opportunity to attend the Delancey Street Foundation. A month later, the DA's office learned that LeCount had walked away from the foundation. A judge issued arrest warrants for LeCount that same day, setting bail at $100,000. Historically, LeCount frequents the Garberville Redway area, possibly in the company of his wife, Melissa LeCount. 8 new cases of COVID-19 reported, bringing to 175 the total number of county residents testing positive for the virus. County Health Officer Dr. Teresa Frankovich noting the risk associated with travel during the pandemic and the potential for increased spread locally. She says 8 recently diagnosed cases were determined to have been acquired through travel to an area outside the county. She says we've seen several clusters that started with a single person or group of people acquiring the virus through travel. Right now, the safest thing to do is to postpone or cancel travel whenever possible. Restaurants located within the city of Fortuna have to suspend dine-in services. Restaurants may continue to operate curbside and do delivery. Restaurants are also permitted to utilize outside seating venues if they're so equipped. Bars must also suspend inside service. In cases where bars serve food as part of regular service, outside venues may be permitted. Those restrictions go into effect starting tomorrow. A couple of cannabis seizures locally. This week, deputies served 1 search warrant at a parcel that did not possess the required county permit or state license to grow commercially. During service of the warrant, they eradicated about 2,600 growing plants. Same day, they went to the Honeydew area. During the service of warrants there, they eradicated about 6,900 growing cannabis plants. City of Eureka performing sewer main repair work on Y Street between 2nd and 3rd, starting today, running through tomorrow. The work requires traffic control with detours and road closures. It'll be performed between the hours of 7 a.m. and 6 p.m. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.